USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In the Ukrainian port city of Kherson, as the battle continues with the Russians, citizens of the city are scared but will not give up. Svetlana Zorina, 27-year-old who lives with her grandmother, spoke with CNN.
Our resistance now is just to sit at home and take care of ourselves because we are scared. They already started to rape our women. There was an information from people who I personally know that 17-year-old girl, it's happened to her and then they killed her. So we are terrified and scared, but we are not going to give up.
Currently, there's better news on the COVID front. Cases over the last 2 weeks are down by 55%. The average daily COVID cases rate is at 52,000, and the average COVID death rate is still below 2,000 at 1,583, down by 30%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A recent study done by AARP finds that over 87% of American voters want Congress to act to lower drug prices. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke with Stephen Colbert.
We are struggling right now to lower the cost of prescription drugs. They got 1,500 lobbyists in Washington, D.C. to make sure that we continue paying the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. So when Biden says we got to lower the cost of prescription drugs, that Medicare's got to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical industry, as the VA now does, the overwhelming majority of the American people support them.
Also, a new federal report says that 3.5 million Americans age 65 and older cannot afford their needed prescription drugs. Nyreza Moore, a 12-year-old girl who was shot in the head by a stray bullet just after her birthday party, is now dead. That shooting came among an increase in gun violence in the city of Chicago. Last year, almost 800 homicides occurred in Chicago, more than any single year in history. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Many senators are asking the Biden administration to work toward energy independence rather than taking oil from Russia. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The pain at the pump rages on. Friday, the price for U.S. crude oil hit a 14-year high at just over $115 a barrel. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso blames it on the Biden administration's energy goals.
We have enough oil and gas in the ground here in America to provide for all of our own needs as well as to help our allies. But the Biden administration policy from day number one, killing the Keystone XL pipeline, blocking oil and gas exploration, has led to record high prices at the pump for Americans and has funded Vladimir Putin's war machine.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
A new study shows just one pint of beer or an average glass of wine a day may begin to shrink the overall volume of the brain, and the damage worsens as the number of daily drinks rises. On average, people at age 50 who drank a pint of beer or a 6-ounce glass of wine in the last month had brains that appeared 2 years older than those who only drank half a beer, according to the study. According to the study, which was published in the journal Nature, the brains of people that said they drank 3 alcohol units a day had reductions in both white and gray matter and looked as if they had added 3.5 years to the age of their brain. Enjoy your weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.